Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day. New hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Welcome to Here's to Your Health with me, yours truly, Dr. Doris Moton Spruill, naturopathic doctor. I am not a medical doctor. I am a naturopathic or naturopathic, whichever way you decide you'd like to pronounce it is fine with me. I don't treat or any issues or disease or symptoms or anything like that. I simply help to restore the balance to the body so that it'll do what it does so very well, and that's heal itself. We don't use systemic drugs or anything like that. We use prayer and herbs and water and good food and exercise and things like that to help restore the balance in the body. The body is a wonderful thing, you know that? And all we have to do is just give it some love, give it some attention, and it'll support us. I thank God for giving me a body that I have learned over the years, excuse me, because I haven't always been a health enthusiast, you know, so I don't make any beefs about that. That's why I think God has given me such an awesome compassion for people in their times of discovering the holistic approach. We're all on different levels, naturally and spiritually. So sometimes you just have to be a little patient with people. That's not to say that I am a no-nonsense person when it comes to helping you do what it is you want to do, you know, whether it be to overcome an issue or just to maintain, regain, or even improve your health. I'm no-nonsense about that, you know, because I don't think we have room to just play. Either you want to do it or you don't. You know, sometimes we fall short. Okay, fine. Get back up. Get back on the horse. Okay? I'm glad to have you guys with me tonight. Welcome, welcome. Listen, is anybody going to share tonight? Is it anything you'd like to know? I get emails from people asking me different questions like, are you guys shy or are you afraid to press option one on your keypad and ask a question? Stop sending me those emails. No, I'm just kidding. But I would like to hear your voice as well. You know, you can, if you have a question or a comment or concern, press the number one on your telephone keypad. That way I can see your hand and you can come in and ask a question. I'd like to share something tonight. Instead of my affirmation, I have been totally saying it all day today. I've just felt so good about saying my body has now restored itself to its natural state of good health. I've been in this really mode to want to just strike out walking. I've been walking all around today. I walked to the post office and to the grocery store and picked up a couple of things and walked back home and then took my dog for her walk. And I just wanted to walk. And that's a good thing. So, that was my affirmation for today. My body has now restored itself to its natural state of good health. You want to share your affirmation with me today? If you would like to, by all means, I'd love to hear it. But I'm going to read something today that comes from a young lady by the name of Susan Polis Schultz, and it's from her book entitled One World, One Heart. And she just simply says that everyone has the same basic needs and emotions, and we must put aside our differences to come together as one in peace, understanding, and tolerance. And I love that. And this piece I'm going to read, it's really short, but it's really heartfelt. It says, we must make the world a place where love dominates our hearts. Nature sets the standard for beauty, simplicity, and honesty are the essence of our relationships. Kindness guides our actions. And everyone respects one another. Wouldn't it be beautiful if we did live in a world like that? Everybody respect each other, you know, and love each other. Boy, what a world this would be, huh? Wouldn't have to have any keys. I remember when we were coming up and we lived in the projects, we didn't have keys. I mean, half the time they were lost. We didn't know where the keys were. So we just closed the door and go and come back home and open the door. You know, nobody had a key. It was rare that we had a key. So, and it was such an awesome time back then. Boy, where have the time gone? It's a whole different thing now, isn't it? but I'm just determined to be the change that I want to see in the world. You know, I was out yesterday and I went to the dentist. Hey, I got some good news. I had the last two amalgam fillings removed from my mouth, and I am so utterly happy about that. No more silver fillings in my mouth. Yay! I got to give myself a hand clap. I got to find that hand clap button in the studio so I can give some hand claps every once in a while. But, yeah, I finally had that done. I have an awesome dentist, a guy I've been going to. He's on my website. Feel free to go to my website, www.4yourgoodhealth.info. His name is Dr. Woodruff. And he's good. He's good. He's a good guy. So when you go, be sure to tell him that Dr. Doris referred you, okay, for whatever dental needs you might have. At this time, I'd like to share something with you that I got today, a friend sent me. It says, in just 26 seconds after any exposure to chemicals, they can be found in every organ in the body. What kind of chemicals do you think I'm talking about? Let's see if you know. The 10 top killers of the chemicals that I'm talking about this evening is household chemicals. Yep, household chemicals. Number one, air fresheners. Did you know that that air fresheners interfere with your ability to smell and they release a nerve-deadening agent? Yeah. They also have formaldehyde, a highly toxic and a known carcinogen, air fresheners. When I walked into the post office today, I thought the young lady had on some perfume. I mean, it was just so all in my nose, all in my face. And I said, what kind of perfume do you have on? What? And she said, that's not perfume. That's air freshener. And she had just sprayed it. And it was there. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And I didn't think about it until after I left. I said, well, I'm glad I'm walking home so I'll get a chance to breathe. But just know that in just 26 seconds after any exposure to chemicals, they can be found in every organ in your body. So, you know, just beware. Another one is ammonia. It's very volatile. Did you know that? Did you know that ammonia is a very volatile chemical? I remember back in the day, everybody used ammonia. It's damaging to your eyes, also to your respiratory tract and your skin. Ammonia. Now, here's one I'm sure everybody have in their home and use. Bleach. It's a strong corrosive. It irritates the skin, the eyes, and the respiratory tract. And vapors can cause fluid in the lungs. Yeah. Have you ever mixed bleach with something like pine sol or something, and you got this toxic smell that almost just took your breath away? Never mix bleach with ammonia or other acids, not even vinegar. The mixture causes deadly fumes. So bleach, air freshener, ammonia, and bleach. Another one, carpet and upholstery shampoo. Yep, exactly. They're actually designed to overpower the stain, and they accomplish the task by using highly toxic substances. That's why a lot of times they tell you to have a lot of ventilation. You know, they have highly known carcinogens, that can damage your liver, your kidney, and your nervous system. And they also contain some, most of them contain ammonium chloride, hydroxide. It's very corrosive. It's extremely irritable to the eyes, to the skin, and to the respiratory passage. Wow, isn't that something? Also, dishwasher detergents. Yep. Why? Because they contain chlorine in a dry form, and it's highly concentrated. You know, you don't think about that. You think about a lot of these things, you know, that we're using, and you never think that they can really be causing problems for us. In fact, dishwashing detergent is the number one cause of child poisoning. Yep, that comes from the from the Poison Control Center. Yep, number one cause. Also, drain cleaners. They contain lye and hydrochloric acid. So that's another one. Now, this is one you probably never thought of. Furniture polish. Yeah. Highly flammable and can cause skin and lung cancer. Furniture polish. Wow. Mold and mildew cleaners. They're corrosive, they irritate, they can burn the skin, the eyes, and they cause fluid in the lungs, which can lead to a coma, even death. They contain formaldehyde. They're highly toxic, and they're a known carcinogen, cancer causer. They're an irritant to the nose, to the eyes, to the skin, and they may cause nausea and headaches and nosebleeds and dizziness and memory loss and shortness of breath. Mildew cleaners. Here's one. Oven cleaners. They contain sodium or potassium hydroxide, which is lye. They're caustic. They can burn the skin. You know, normally on the can, it says to use extreme caution. You're normally supposed to use rubber gloves and all this kind of stuff. You know, a lot of the ovens are self-cleaning now, so you don't have to do anything but kind of wipe them out after it's been baked for so long. But with the oven cleaners, they are really dangerous, and they're hazardous to your health. So you just want to be aware of some of these things. Dishwashing liquids and antibacterial cleaners. Be very watchful about using antibacterial properties and agents and stuff like that, because they kill the bad bacteria, which is on your hands. You use it on your hands. But now if you're using your hands to handle food and then you eat the food, then it does the same thing in your stomach. It'll kill the good bacteria. So you want to really be watchful about that. You want to, you know, take some caution, you know, and using those antibacterial hand sanitizers and things like that. A lot of laundry room products, I mean, numerous laundry products are full of carcinogens. So you want to read your labels. You want to, you know, go green. There are so many green products out now that don't leave a carbon footprint and that are not hazardous to your health, and everybody sells them. I know Nature Sunshine has an awesome line. So does, I think it's, they're called Green Generation or Generation 2 or something like that. They're sold at, these products are sold at Kroger's. Kroger's have a nice line of natural products. They have this little section called the natural market, nature's market. So, you know, check them out. They have a pretty good supply of organic foods, And you know what? When we frequent these places and you go in and you see things you don't like, be sure to ask for the manager, the produce manager. When I'm in Kroger's and I see things, if I see produce that looks like it's been there for 3 and 4 years, I mean, you know, I'm exaggerating, but if it's been there a little while, I call the produce manager. And I ask him, I said, you know, do you have any more in the back? Why is this so dead looking? It's lifeless, you know. So be sure to let them know, listen, I patronize here. And when I come here, I want to buy good produce. I told one manager, I said, you know, I'm going to call the Kroger's headquarters because I have to pass, leave out of my vicinity and go like another 3 or 4 miles to buy organic foods when I have a store here 2 blocks from my house and I can't come here and buy organic food and my organic produce. So, you know, let your voice be heard. I mean, we're spending our hard-earned money. And the last but not least on our 10 top killers is toilet bowl cleaners. They're full of hydrochloric acid. And you know hydrochloric acid is highly corrosive, and it's an irritant to the skin, to the hands, everything. So, you know, just really, really pay attention. We don't want to do any damage. We're trying to live a long, healthy life. And we don't want to just do some of these things, you know, that's going to cause us problems in right now or in the long run. So it's just some things to watch out for. You know, just my mother used to say, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So that's what it's all about. Okay? Water. I hope you guys are drinking your water. You know how important it is to drink your water. Drink lots of good water. I talk about that. I try to get it in, a little something in about water every other week because it's just so important. Do you know that water is really primary for eliminating toxins from our body? And if you're constipated, with any kind of regularity, you know, there's something wrong. You need more water. You need more fiber. You know, there's people, I have talked to people that said that they don't drink but maybe a couple glasses of water a day, but yet they drink pop and tea and coffee. I spoke with a lady yesterday when I was in Staples, and they have the little coffee maker right there in Staples now, and she was saying that she drinks coffee all throughout the day. And I said, well, wow, how much water do you drink? She said, well, ooh, I drink a fair amount of water. And, you know, you can just tell by the way people say things sometimes. I'm like, oh, really? What's a fair amount? And she said, 3, 4. And I'm thinking, okay, you know. But we've got to drink more water, people. Look at your urine. That's one way to tell. If you want to know how much water you're drinking, if you want to know if you're drinking a sufficient amount of water, look at your pee. What color is it? Is it gold? Not drinking enough water. Let your urine be an indicator. You know, you don't need anybody to tell you. And sometimes your urine can be so gold and so it'll even have a stench to it. And you know you haven't been drinking. My granddaughter used to say when she would have go in the bathroom, she would urinate. And I'd say, have you been drinking enough water? And she'd say, no, Granny. You know, because she could tell by the way her urine looked. I taught her that when she was just a wee thing. So look at your urine. Next time you go in the bathroom and you urinate, look at it. And let that be an indicator of whether or not you need to go get you a glass of water and drink more water. Not only does it eliminate the toxins from your body, it keeps your blood thin and keeps it flowing well. Water is just so very important. It's good for cellular and bodily functions. And, I mean, things like digestion. So you want to make sure you're drinking enough water. It relieves constipation. You know, I say all the time, you know, we see people walking around and they look like they're upset and they're mean. And I say, you know, half the time they're just constipated because that is a feeling in a half. Have you ever been constipated? Have you ever been really constipated? I mean, almost impacted? That is a miserable feeling. No wonder people walking around snapping at people and got these attitudes, you know, that can't say nothing to them. They probably need a good bowel movement. Get you some cascara or some turkey rhubarb and get you a nice clean out. It also suppresses the appetite. If you want to eat less, drink you a glass of water, a good 8-ounce glass of water, even 10, 30 to 45 minutes before you eat. And see how it suppresses your appetite. You won't have a need to clean everything on your plate and some in somebody else's too. You know, you really want to leave something on your plate because you'll be full. You won't have any room for it. It also metabolizes stored fat, and that's how it helps you lose weight. It metabolizes the stored fat, the fat that your body has stored, and it helps you to lose weight. Did you know that you can lose 50% of your glucose, body fat, or protein and survive, but if you lose 20% of water, you'll die of dehydration. Can I say that again? You can lose 50% of your glucose, body fat, or protein and survive, but if you lose 20% of your body's water, you'll die of dehydration. Babies are about 90% water. And what about this new thing they got going on now where they're telling these parents, don't give the babies water? Have you ever heard of anything so ludicrous in your life? Don't give the babies water because they get enough water in their formula. I told my son when he shared that with me, he said, well, you know, the doctor said they don't need any water. Oh, man, I lost it. And when I came back to my senses, all I heard him saying was, Mom, we're going to give him water. We're giving him water. Oh, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy. Adults are about 70% water, and the elderly are about 60% water. You are what you drink. Water is very important. And you know that my preference is alkaline water. And steam distill in the event that you're cleansing. If you're doing a cleanse, if you're detoxing, then steam distill. Other than that, alkaline. And we'll have a show. I'll have a show on, and we'll discuss just why alkaline is the better water for us to drink. Okay. Also, on that note, I want to talk about, you know, I'm hearing about a lot of colds and a lot of flus and people catching colds from children, from their kids, and different things like that. I just want to let you know about an herb that is just, it's just such an awesome herb. I mean, there's other things like garlic. I love garlic. In fact, I was sharing with a friend of mine today. We were talking about, you know, different health modalities and fact he's getting ready to open up like a health food store in the Easter area. So I'm really excited about that. I am really excited about that. So, but I'm not going to say anything about it right now because I know that he wants to, he's going to do some advertising and different things like that, and I'm going to be instrumental in helping him do some things as far as seminars and different things are concerned, because I feel we have to help each other. You see, there's enough to go around, and there's a lot of sick people out there. There's a lot of people out there that need to know that there's a more excellent way. You know, we don't just have to do the poison thing, the medicine, as Dr. Whitaker calls it. You see, we can use food. Hippocrates said, let our food be our medicine. and medicine be our food. So that's the approach we can take as well. But I just want to let you know about a herb tonight called astragalus. Astragalus is a unique herb, and I use it to help people lower their blood pressure, to boost their immune system. And it's awesome because unlike echinacea, where you can take echinacea for maybe about 7 days and then it's best to pull back off of it, but astragalus, you could take a few drops of that every other day, you know, twice a week, you know, because it keeps the immune system really nice and tight. By that, I mean real, it builds it up. It builds the immune system. Astragalus root was often used in a tonic meant to strengthen the heart. And it's known in China very well. I mean, the Chinese use astragalus a lot. And this is probably because of the fact that astragalus strengthens the immune system. And a lot of the herbs and things that the Chinese use, they are basically primarily to strengthen the immune system, because they know if the immune system is not compromised, then you don't have to worry about anything else. There's some facts that's been handed down by the Cancer Institute, and it's just surprising how now they're coming around to say that your nutrition plays a part in the prevention of cancer. Duh. I mean, we've known that for quite some time now, and they're only saying so much now. They're not going to say that it can actually prevent cancer and things like that, because let's face it, this is all about that almighty dollar. You know, I told you guys a few weeks ago about this book I think everybody should get called The Cancer Industry, and see just how cancer is big business. You see, so they're not going to claim. In fact, they're claiming now. An email came across my desk tonight about the cancer, the American Cancer Society. They're looking for volunteers for this project that they've got going on with trying to help rid our society of cancer in our day. And I'm thinking, you know, what is this about now? So they're looking for volunteers to come forth and volunteer for this program. And I don't know what all it entails. I don't know if you have to take anything or anything like that. I don't know, because I just read it and I was just like, you know, is this a joke? Is this really a joke? Some kind of cancer prevention study. But now, if you're interested, you can find out more about it by going to www.c, as in Charlie, P as in Paul, S as in Sam, 3MID, Michigan.com. I don't know. I am so leery about anything that the American Cancer Society has to do with. You know what I'm saying? In fact, the letter read, that we're trying to help us create a world with less cancer and more birthdays. Okay, is that really what you're trying to do? But anyway, that's the gist of that. So back to astragalus. Your immune system is what really, it's the backbone of our health. Like I said, if your immune system is not compromised, then you don't have to worry about anything else. Immune system, astragalus activates your killer cells. That's why it's so important. Medicinal uses for astragalus has been documented in helping to reverse diabetes, respiratory problems, viral infections, including flu and the common cold. High blood pressure, it's been used to treat and to alleviate high blood pressure, kidney disease, all kinds of skin lesions, and leprosy. hemorrhoids, spleen ailments, asthma, internal bleeding, sweating, fatigue, and insomnia. So astragalus is powerful. So that may be one herb you want to look at having in your arsenal. You know, back about 3 months ago, I gave a list of, I think it was about 10 or 15 herbs that I keep in my arsenal. Well, astragalus is one of them. So that's just something that I wanted to make you privy of tonight. I want to bring to your attention tonight because we need to know some things that we can keep on hand to help us. Because, listen, there are some things going on now out there that it's lethal. We have to educate ourselves. We have to educate ourselves, and we have to educate others. You know, I want to let you guys know about a chat and chew that I'm having our fourth Friday. We have chat and chews on every fourth Friday of the month. And this fourth Friday, we're having a chat and chew, and the theme of this chat and chew is get your groove back. You know, are you feeling tired? Are you run down? Has your got up and go, got up and went? Then you need to join us for this chat and chew, our fourth Friday chat and chew. Excuse me. Wear your comfortable clothes because we're going to be doing some moving. I mean, we're not going to be doing no exercising or anything like that because it's going to be at 7:30 in the evening. But I'm going to show you some stretching techniques and some moving. We're going to do some moving. So don't wear your blue jeans, your tight blue jeans and things like that. Wear some comfortable. Wear your jogging clothes, your sweats, you know, really nice and comfortable. We're not coming to show off our clothes or nothing like that. It's just going to be a nice, comfortable evening. Come and learn simple and basic ways to put the pep back in your step as you chew on some healthy plant-based foods that will motivate you to want to jump to it. So that's going to be February the 24th. That's on a Friday from 7:30 to 9:30. And it's going to be at 310 Burt Lane, Inkster, Michigan. And you can call me. It's $20. And your seat will be, you reserve your seat with your payment. And we're going to have a good time. I'm going to have some good foods to show you that will really help give you motivation to want to get up and do something. Get up and move. You know what? Remember we used to hear this saying a long time ago, if you don't move, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. Exactly. So we're going to come together and have a good time, have some good food, and hear some accurate and thorough information so that you can make some intelligent decisions concerning your health and your eating regimen and you, taking control of you, taking control of your health. So this is what it's all about. So I want you guys to you go to my website to find out more about it, www.foryourgoodhealth.com. If you're interested in reserving your seat, you must have your payment to me by Wednesday, February the 22nd. You can give me a call. It's 734-895-1940. To find out more about that. And, yeah, we're going to have a good time. So I hope to see your face in the place. This is some information I want to share with you from John Hopkins. It's an update from John Hopkins. And when I read it, I was just like, oh, really? You know, this is crazy. After years of telling people that chemotherapy is the only way to try, and I mean, try is the word, to eliminate cancer. John Hopkins has finally started telling people that there is an alternative way. Can you guess what that alternative way is? I'm sure you can. Okay, here it is. Every person has cancer in their bodies, which is true. And these cancer cells do not show up in a standard test until they have been multiplied to a few billion. That's when doctors tell their patients. You see, That's when they tell their patients that there are no more cancer cells in their bodies after treatment. And it just means that the tests are unable to detect the cancer cells because they have not reached a detectable size. So now they say that cancer cells occur between 6 to more than 10 times in a person's lifetime. Yep. When a person's immune system, and see, that's what I was talking to you about a little earlier. We got to protect our immune system. We have got to protect our immune system. You've got to keep your immune system strong and tight. You must. When a person's immune system is strong, the cancer cells will be destroyed and prevented from multiplying and forming tumors. It's all about that. We already have a cure. You see, we already have a cure, and it's in us. There's a physician in you. Physician, heal yourself. There is a physician there. As long as that immune system is tight, there you don't have to worry about these things. We walk through germs and bacteria. Do you know how many times we touch a doorknob with people that have had all kinds of things and touch that same doorknob, and we go right about our business? But here comes somebody whose immune system has been compromised, and the next thing you know, wow, Lord forbid. When a person has cancer, it indicates that the person has nutritional deficiency. We know that. You see, this is something they're just making us privy to. We already knew that. In the naturopathic realm, we already knew that. We've been saying it for years. But see, what the problem is, what the situation is, I heard a doctor say at a seminar I attended not too long ago that doctors only get about 2 hours of nutrition in med school. You see? So that's why it's so hard for them to understand, or was hard for them to understand, that nutrition had anything to do with anything. You see? So we have to know that. That's why we gotta get out and we gotta search. We gotta seek. We gotta find out things for ourselves and not wait for somebody to announce it on TV or on the radio. You know? Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door it shall be open unto you. Ask and you shall receive. But don't wait until somebody in a white coat tell you that, oh, well, I'm sorry, and we've done all we can do, and we found out this and that. You know when your body is tough. Do you know when you have a cold or you're coming down with a cold? You know the first thing we normally say is, oh, I feel like I'm coming down with something. That's your body's way of telling you, it's time to work with me. It's time to give me some attention. Wow. I get kind of heated up sometime about this because I'm passionate about what I do. I mean, this is not just something for me to do to get rich. No, get rich. I'm passionate about helping people maintain, regain, and improve their health. So I think that's why sometimes I get so, it sounds like I'm heated, but it's just passion. Check this out. They said that they found out that it has to do with a nutritional deficiency. Now, it says these could be due to some kind of genetic things going on, but also environmental, food, and lifestyle choices. We're living in a society where obesity is running rampant. Sometimes they'll show these commercials and they'll be talking about obesity, and you can see the people with the bellies and the stomachs and the butts and the, we are living in a country where the obesity rate is just, it's over the top. And not only is it affecting our older people or adults, but it's crossing over. Our young people are suffering from obesity-related diseases, type 2 diabetes. To overcome the multiple nutritional deficiencies, change your diet. Eat more adequately and healthy. 4 to 5 times a day, and by including supplements, will strengthen your immune system. Supplements is not what strengthens your immune system. Whole food nutrition is what supplements or strengthens your immune system. There's documented evidence and statistics that isolated vitamins do not work. In fact, they can hurt. If you're taking, and I've seen so many people that say, well, you know, I take a vitamin E and I take a B12 and I take vitamin C. Isolated supplements, isolated vitamins do not work, people. We need whole food nutrition. Our body knows exactly what it needs, and it's whole food nutrition. Vitamins don't work. They never have. But people are making a myth out of telling people, oh, yeah, this is the vitamin, that's the vitamin. We came from the earth. We got to go back to the earth to repair, rejuvenate, and revitalize these bodies. It comes from food. Okay? Now, chemotherapy, we know that it involves poisoning, you know. It involves poisoning the rapidly growing cancer cell. It also destroys rapidly growing healthy cells in the bone marrow, in the gastrointestinal tract, et cetera, you know. And it can cause organ damage to the liver, to the kidney, to the heart, to the lung. Do you know that most people that die that have cancer, they don't die of the actual cancer. They die of some related issue from the chemotherapy and all this poison and radiation that's gone into their body, like pneumonia. It's never the cancer. It's rarely the cancer. It's because the body has been so depleted until they end up getting pneumonia and different things like that. And then that's what ends up, you know, taking them out of here. Radiation destroys cancer cells. It also burns and scars and damages healthy cells, tissues, and organs. Now, this is what the Johns Hopkins has released. But didn't we already know that? Oh, boy. Okay. I think that's about all of that I want to hear for tonight. You know what I'm saying? It's just amazing how when we put our health in the hands of somebody else, they tell us what they want us to know. I don't want anybody to tell me what they want me to know. I want to find out for myself how to make this body work, what to do for this body in order to keep it strong, to keep it healthy, so that I can feel good. It's no fun feeling bad. You know, don't want to get up and do anything. That's no fun. Some of the herbs I'd like to share with you for this week that we have on special. In fact, it's 5 of them. And the first one is, it's called DANC, D-A-N-C. And it's used for depression and anxiety and any kind of nervousness. There's also another one called Lily of the Valley. And it has blessed thistle in it, and it relieves heart pain, and it corrects fluid retention. It's also good for repairing the heart, the valves, and varicose veins, and it's also used for hiatal hernias or any kind of stomach hernias, okay? There's another one, HCS, and it's all cell salt. And it's only in the liquid formula. And it's a complete mineral supplement. And it's from vegetables. It's a vegetable source. It's not a vitamin. It's not a synthetic vitamin. Herbs are food. In fact, herbs are the highest quality of food known to man. There's another one called OMC, and it's a liquid oral chelation herb. It actually cleans out the veins and the arteries, and it helps to keep them clean. It dissolves, in fact, any congested fat and cholesterol and high triglycerides and plaque and stuff like that in the arteries. And it does it in such an awesome way. You don't have to worry about anything breaking loose and getting caught up. You know, it dissolves it. And alfalfa, my lovely alfalfa. I love alfalfa. You know, alfalfa is known as the father of foods. And it's used to correct any kind of arthritic discomfort or condition. It's also a wonderful source of CoQ10. It deodorizes the body. It helps to stop excessive sweating. It's good for the pituitary gland. For all anybody you know that's suffering with gout, gout is overformation of uric acid and overabundance of uric acid in the body. It helps to relieve you of any kind of problem with gout. It's good for the joints. It's good for the stomach. Alfalfa is awesome. It's actually a food alterative. That means it's good for any part of the body. It's good for the entire body. So those are some of the herbs we have on special this month. You can also go to my website and check them out. Click on herbs, and you can check those herbs out that's on special this month. And I also want to let you know that we're going to be doing our spring cleaning pretty soon. I know you might say it's kind of early to be talking about spring cleaning, but, you know, spring comes in March, and we're heading up out of February. So look forward to our spring cleaning. Spring begins on the 20th, and this time we're going to do the body management program by Pure Herbs, and it consists of 5 products. Those 5 products are alfalfa, all cell salts. In fact, alfalfa and all cell salts is on special this month, so you might want to get them this month while they're on special. And the special works like this. If you buy 3 either 1-ounce bottles or 4-ounce bottles, you get the 4th bottle free. So it might be wise for you to get together with a friend or a relative or a loved one or something and purchase, you know, 3 bottles and get a bottle free. So that's always something to look into. The other products are the beetroot. Beetroot is good for cleansing the liver. Cascara Sagrada is good for the peristaltic action of the colon. Get that action, that colon moving. Get those toxic waste moved up and out. 3Bs. 3Bs is an excellent source of energy, a natural source of energy. In fact, it's one of the best products for high energy, for a really good high. Not anything that's going to make you really nervous and jittery. It's not like that. It's a nice high-level energy. So, and that's what you need sometimes when you're detoxing, because, you know, when you're detoxing, you can feel downright crummy sometimes. So this is where the bee pollen and the bee populace and the royal jelly that's been put together in a combination, and it gives you that energy boost that you need sometime when you're cleansing, when you're detoxing. And if you haven't cleansed in a while, I always suggest using a peristaltic eliminator. And I always talk to my clients to see which one to use, because we have several. So it's always a good thing to talk to you or give me a call before you get ready to do any kind of peristaltic antidote, and we can talk about it. Listen, I want to open the lines up tonight and ask if you guys have any questions, any concerns. This is the perfect time to press Option 1 on your keypad. If you have anything you'd like to ask, if you have any issues that you're concerned about and you'd like to like some information on it tonight, then this is the perfect time to press Option 1. And I'll do my very best at trying to alleviate whatever the issue is or give you some information on it. So with that said, if you want to, if you just want to say something tonight, today was Valentine's Day. Did anybody have a good Valentine's Day today? What's up? I don't really celebrate, but did anybody do anything special today? Guess not, huh? Okay, well, moving right along. Listen, I just want to let you guys know that it's really good to do this show, because even though you may not say anything or you may not ask any questions, like I said, I do get the emails and I try my very best to respond to your emails. Those of you that have sent them, you know that. I mean, it may take me a day. I try not to let it go any longer than that, but I do get back with you and I do respond to your emails. So for those of you that do, you know, would like to drop me a line, you can do so at the letter Y as in yellow, B as in boy, P as in Paul, O as in orange, 411@yahoo.com. You can also give me a shout out on my website, www.foryourgoodhealth.info. And I'd be more than happy to answer any question that you may have. I also do consultations, so you can call and we can talk about, you know, a consultation if you're interested in doing a consultation. And we've just got some really good things in the works for you. You know, I hope that you all can join us on February the 24th for our chat and chew. Come on out and let's chat about health issues and chew on some good. I'm going to have vegan foods, raw foods, vegetarian foods. I won't be serving any flesh, but I am going to serve some really wholesome, nutritious foods for you. And it's from 7:30 to 9:30, and I'd love to see your face in the place. So give me a call at 734-895-1940 and get your seat reserved. And you know what? Sharing is caring. Bring somebody with you. Bring a friend, a loved one. Bring an enemy. Maybe if they come and get some good, helpful information, they may not be an enemy any longer. Okay? But, okay, guys, well, that's going to be it for tonight. I look at the clock on the wall, and it said it's time to get up out of here. So I just want to thank you all for joining me tonight on Here's to Your Health, brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. And come on back. Let's do it again next week. I'm looking forward to having our chiropractor on, Dr. Bob. I'm looking forward to getting him on real soon. So on that note, I'd just like to say have a blessed evening. And do something good for yourself. Be good to yourself. Be good to your body. Because, I mean, we're going to have it for a lifetime. This is the only one we get right now. So take good care of it. The Creator thinks enough of you to have sent someone very special so that you might have life abundant, joyfully, completely, and victoriously. John 10:10 says, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. I bless God that I am living an abundant life, and this is something I wish for all of you. Be abundantly blessed tonight. God bless you. I love you. Good night.